You are listening to the John DePietro Show.
And then he also went to Hendrickson. Great guy. Well, folks, good afternoon. It is John DePietro on AM 1380 and 99.9 FM. You can also listen online at the website, DePietro.com. I want to say good afternoon to everyone tuning in. We have the Facebook live stream going. Remember, we're still on our temporary page, but I see James and Peter and a lot more folks. It's JDRI Radio FB Live. And again, this is like a... When spring, first day of spring, we're going to be back with our old page. But there's a temporary page where you can watch the live stream. And by the way, if you're watching on the live stream, and good afternoon to everyone that is, you can see that Governor McKee, folks, and again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. We are inside Veterans Auditorium. Today is, for those that are listening on the radio, I'll describe what's going on. Those that are watching the live stream on Facebook Live, you can see the familiar picture, but it's different. Apparently, the podium is 2020. Folks, this is Governor McKee is opting to go with the table look. And those that are watching, that's the table. Now, there are four settings there. So we don't know who the four are going to be. We're going to find that out later today. It'd be interesting if we see his chief of staff. Obviously, Governor McKee. Also, I would imagine... head of the Rhode Island Department of Health, Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott. I think we will also then see, well, we don't know who we're going to see after that, actually. Now, there's two more places, so maybe it's going to be a doctor. Maybe it's going to be his chief of staff in charge of the vaccine or trying to get that out. Maybe we will see Stephen Pryor. We don't know. Or maybe someone like that. So it's a mystery. But we're going to find out. And, folks, this portion of the John DePietro Show, remember, I want you to get and pick up. You want to stay nice and healthy. Make sure you pick up a bottle of acai berry. And let me show, I'm showing everyone the live feed, just how it's spelt. The incredible acai berry. And this, well, it's all you need is just a little bit. And it's this incredible antioxidant. And what it does is helps build a strong body, provides protein, cleanses and detoxes the body, enhances muscle contractions, increases energy and stamina, stress relief. It's just incredible. The incredible acai berry. Pick up a bottle today. You can get it at It's My Health. It's My Health in Cumberland. It is pronounced Aishai, a little purple fruit, but all you need is an inch. Just a small ounce of that each morning, and it's incredible. Acai berry. You can pick it up at Dave's in East Greenwich, and then they also have it, Marie has it, at It's My Health, 1099 Mendon Road in Cumberland. So, folks, again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. You're listening to me. We are inside Veterans Auditorium. Right now it's 12:09 on this Thursday. A little chilly out, but a sunny day here in the capital city. We are across from the Rhode Island State House in Veterans Auditorium, and this will be the first press briefing where Governor McKee is, in fact, Governor McKee. Now, he was here last Thursday, and they let him start it off. But this is the first time that he, in fact, is the governor. And so this is now, it's his show. He's in charge. Folks, the big challenge, obviously, is the vaccine. Now, as you're listening, if you have a question, if you have a question that you want me, as many as you know, all of you know, or many of you know, I attend these. I've always attended them. Very interactive. If I can help you, if you have a question, log on at the website, DePietro.com, DePietro.com, and then you just click on Contact John. And if you have a question, send it to me there. That's the best way to get a hold of me. But folks, I will tell you that today, we're going to hear a lot. Obviously, we want to hear if more restrictions are going to be reduced. So in case for those that are just tuning in and you're wondering what's going on, now, as we reported yesterday, that he's Governor McKee. Governor McKee basically told his staff that he really wants to reduce the restrictions. Dan McGowan of the Boston Globe reported, not a COVID cough. Next Friday, March 12th. Next Friday, March 12th, that will be St. Patrick's Day is the 17th. And next weekend, is Daylight Savings Weekend. So from what we understand, a week from this Friday, on March 12th, from what we understand, Governor McKee would really like to start to loosen the restrictions. So that's important to listen for. That's number one. Number two, yesterday was a priority. Today remains the priority for the governor is the vaccine. And most people that you're listening or watching right now, your questions have to do with when you can get the vaccine. And we're also going to find out. I believe that Governor McKee has said that the Raimondo administration did not have much of a plan regarding teachers getting the vaccine. We know that. And we also, from what we understand, that there's also a problem for people that are housebound. There doesn't seem to be a plan to get it for people. You know, not everybody, thank God, lives in a nursing home or assisted living. There's many people who live on their own. And there's many people that it's, they don't want to venture out. They need someone to go to them and give them the vaccine. And that certainly has been sluggish. So we're going to find out more. If you have a question about the vaccine, more people are getting it, folks, and the vaccine is working. One of the challenges that they have mentioned that they're going to have to deal with next week, or this week, I should say, going forward, they mentioned it last week, was the amount of people that, for whatever reason, they're hesitant to get the vaccine. And a lot of first responders have been hesitant to get the vaccine. So we're going to have to wait and see how they are developing that. So behind me, you can see all the plans for this will be, again, a different setting where they're going to have the table setting, much like Governor Cuomo, New York. He uses the table setting. I think Governor Baker uses it. It seems to be a little bit easier. It's a little more free-flowing. Those of you that have watched many of these briefings, Governor Raimondo had the podium. She never stopped from that. It did seem, you know, if then you wanted to ask someone a question, then they had to come up and you'd wait for them. Then they had to exit. This should move it along pretty well. Again, the briefing is coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to carry it live right here on the John DePietro Show. Now, folks, there's all kinds of signs that spring is certainly in the air. And I also want to remind you to contact Bethel Softwash. Bethel Softwash. Get rid of what will Jared do? Bethel Softwash. Let's get rid of the green, the grime, the mold. It's going to start to get warmer out, as you know. You can contact Bethel Certified Softwash. Free same day text estimate at 401-617-2585. 401-617-2585. Now, he also does have a Facebook page, but Bethel Certified Softwash. Biodegradable, plant safe. Jared is just fantastic. Yet it gets rid of your home or business of whether it is algae or mildew or dirt, you know, the dreaded green stuff, as I call it. It's Bethel Certified Soft Wash and Power Washing. And remember, their website is RhodeIslandSoftWashing.com. But they commercially insured soft washing, pressure washing, buildings, restaurants, homes, roofs, decks. Let's clean it up, get rid of it, and contact Jared at Bethel Certified Soft Wash. You know, last year he came, he did my, he got rid of some of the dreaded green stuff on my roof that builds up sometimes or on our basketball court. He also did our front steps. Jared is just fantastic, folks, and it looks brand new. Bethel Certified Soft Wash. You can same day free text estimate 401-617-2585. So folks, again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. Now remember, when you visit the website, go to DePietro.com if you want to reach me, if you have a question. And DePietro.com, which is brought to you by Allstate Lock, online at AllstateLock.com, or you can call them at 401-349-0042. Make sure they're the experts in locking systems and building security. Get those security cameras. You could then have them right on your phone and always be checking to make sure that your home is safe. Allstate Lock, 401-349-0042. But most importantly, you can link right through at the website, DePietro.com. Now, folks, something else. Governor Raimondo did her first interview today. It was on MSNBC as Commerce Secretary. You know, I started to watch it, and it was her first interview on MSNBC. It was in the 9 o'clock hour. I don't even know the host who was on MSNBC. I also realized that the only reason I was actually interested to watch the interview was basically is because she was just the governor up until, you know, Tuesday night. But aside from that, it's Listen, Governor Raimondo has quite the adventure ahead of her of being Commerce Secretary under the Biden administration. But my point is, as I was watching it, I didn't have a lot of interest. When you think about it, you don't see the Commerce Secretary. The only thing is we're going to monitor her progress and track it because she was obviously the governor. And it was a flattering interview. And she's even doing the walk and talk. They did it yesterday. It was a taped interview, by the way. It wasn't live. But she did it. And then Governor Raimondo was sworn in last night by Vice President Kamala Harris. Excuse me, folks. I apologize. Now, again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. Right now, it is 12:16. It's Thursday, and coming up at 1 o'clock, this will be the first COVID briefing. Now, from what we understand, a couple other things that we want to listen for, and that is the public ceremony. From what we understand, the public ceremony for Governor McKee now. He had a private swearing-in ceremony on Tuesday night, but this Sunday, I believe it's open to the public. I'm not sure the time. I think it's 12 noon, maybe, or 1 o'clock, somewhere in there. But a little public ceremony. I don't know how crowded. It's going to be out in distance. I think also they're going to touch on a lot of the summer people. As I mentioned last hour, there was a headline that a lot of these event planners, they want the state to tell them how they should be running things. I just disagree with that. If you are, and it was a story, Channel 10, that it said that a lot of summer event planners on Rhode Island asked state for guidance. Listen, that's a mistake. Like, I like the fact that Bristol just said, guess what? We're having the Bristol 4th of July parade. If you're an event planner, if you stand back and keep saying, we need guidance from the state, we need guidance from the state, what are you talking about? Like, we all know the drill. Try to keep people. You don't want to go 100% capacity. You want to have people spaced out when you can. You want to be able to maybe hand out some free masks that should be, floating around. Just something that is some kind of a mask that you can give out. You want to have hand sanitizer. And you want to just make announcements and just try to not have people like bottlenecked. Aside from that and not doing the full capacity, I just want to remind people. I mean, they're going to start, they have fans coming back into Boston Garden. Their fans are going to be at Fenway Park. Texas is already telling their people, that's it. It's over. Everything's open. And you don't even have to wear a mask anymore. So my advice to, a lot of these event planners, why are you doing that? What do you mean? Well, we need guidance from the state. If you do that, they're going to give you a checklist of things. My advice, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Aaron Donovan Boyle, we need more guidance. What are you talking? Listen, just implement it yourself, right? What did you do? What if you're on a desert island? Just go with it. What are you talking about? What do you mean you want? If you do that, then they're going to come out with a checklist. Just stop implementing things. Folks, this mamby-pamby, do you see that? That's an embarrassing story that aired on channel, at least it was on channel 10. Stop telling the state you need anything. What you should be saying to the state is, we're all set. We understand. We're going to do everything to keep people safe. We're going to have weddings open. We're going to have the musical festivals. If you start to say to this, well, we need guidance. So are you kidding? If number one, you're going to be delayed. Number two, you're not going to get straight answers. I also don't understand. All they have been doing is complaining. The past few months, you've had event planners protesting outside of this across at the State House. Now you have a new governor, and they're starting to lift the restrictions, and the deaths are down, and the number of people getting COVID are down, and the vaccine is available, and the good weather is here. And Rhode Island and Massachusetts, they're getting the kids back into school. And states like Texas and Florida and Mississippi are opening up the states. And now what do you have? You have some of these local people saying, we need guidance from the state. And what are you talking about? Just start announcing, listen, weddings are going to be open in Newport, in the mansions, music festivals. And we're going to start off at 60% capacity, and we may go higher, reserve the right, but at least get it going. This business of you're waiting for the state to tell you, if you do that, they're going to delay you, they're going to come up with a long checklist, and it's not going to match what you want it to be. It'd be better to just start implementing things. And then what more can you be waiting for? I can't believe that. Folks, and again, right now, Let me bring you up to speed on what's going on right now. This business that the Capitol is on lockdown, Capitol on alert, Capitol Police, this whole thing is foolishness. And they are just doing this for effect. Well, let me tell you what's going on in the Capitol right now. You have the National Guard in every corner. You still have razor barbed wire everywhere. What are these people for real that they really think? Who's going to show up? Let me explain something that happened on January 6th. They took over the building. If they were going to do something, that was the opportunity. The best example that it was not an armed insurrection. Number one, we didn't see any weapons. Number two, when they went into the Senate chamber, when the guard said, hey, listen, guys, you really need to get out of here. What did they do? Did they use zip ties and tie them up? No. Did they start taking hostages? No. Did they have suddenly armed militia at all the exits? No. Did they start rounding up some of the members of Congress, Senate? No. What did they do? They walked around, took some selfies, and then they left. That was it. There was no armed insurrection. This armed insurrection. Well, somebody had a flagpole. There was no armed insurrection. And I also repeat, listen, granted, that day you had, I'm going to say, on the low side, 200 people. On the high side, 300 people. They were there to go in. They were there to cause havoc. They were, you know, mad. They were angry. They were there to make their presence felt. Okay, of that. But there were thousands of people. There were hundreds of thousands of people at the speech. There were thousands of people outside around the Capitol. So let's just say there were 50,000 people at the Capitol. Maybe of the 50,000, 200 were dressed in the tactical gear and had the helmets and the two-way radios. But they didn't, their mission was to get inside the building. Once they get in, what did they do? They walked around. Did they steal the artwork? No. Did they burn the place? No. Did they vandalize the place? No. They didn't do anything like that. They took some pictures, they stayed within the rope stanchions, and then they left. But my point is, the fact today, you know, the Capitol on alert, and they're not even having Congress in session today. The thing that no one is looking at, what was the difference was January 6th compared to today, is you had thousands of people to blend into. If you just had those 200 people, do you really think they would have been charging in that way? No. The reason is because they had the crowd behind them. That's what it was. Do you think today you're going to have 200 people in militia gear with their flags marching to the... No. And on top of that, I'm telling you, I think it was the other side. This business the night before, there was, you know, someone was putting these pipe bombs outside. We are still not convinced. Well, they don't know who that is. They didn't go off, right? In number three, we still don't know if, in fact, that was someone from the other side. Meaning, like, you know, someone, I don't know who that was. But whatever it was, it wasn't like there was an explosion. No one was hurt. So this business today, I mean, how much longer is this foolishness going to go on where, you know, try to portray this? It's all being done to try to portray the Trump people as just this dangerous crowd and QAnon and conspiracy. And, you know, we have to be on lockdown. And, you know, I'm seeing right now the top of the Drudge Report, mask wars threaten the Biden response. Let's face it. The Biden team, they don't want the pandemic to end. The teachers union, they don't want the pandemic to end. We want it to end. The people want it to end. And the good news is that the Trump vaccine that is out there, folks, that's one of the reasons why it is ending. Okay, do you notice? What have we been saying since last year? We found out that the majority of the people that were dying were over the age of 80. So the vaccine comes out. And the first people that are getting it, the priority, are people in their 80s, 90s, and even people over 100 years old are getting the vaccine. And what's happening? The number of deaths is going drastically down. As a matter of fact, to date, no one that has received the vaccine has died from COVID. I want to repeat that because I don't think that is said enough. No one that has received the vaccine has died from COVID. Are there people that have died from COVID? Yes. I was just hearing this morning, there's an 85-year-old man who refused the vaccine and he died from COVID. no one that has received the vaccine has died from COVID. Now, today, Governor McKee, I think he's going to have to address the situation also with the teachers. I don't get the situation with the teachers. I don't understand that the situation with the teachers, that for some reason, that someone who is in their 20s or their 30s, those people are not dying. The schools have not been super spreaders. Why they feel that they should get the vaccine over people with compromised immune systems who happen to be, you know, who are, they can't leave their house until they get the vaccine. But we're going to hear exactly what he has to say about it today. But this, you know, Biden is denouncing the Neanderthal thinking. This is really simple. If you have a compromised immune, first of all, I encourage everyone, you know, something else that hasn't, President Trump got the vaccine. I don't know if a lot of people know that. Melania, they got the vaccine. Okay. You know, a lot of people, before he left the White House as president, they did get the vaccine. So you have that. I encourage everyone to get it. Not everyone's going to get it. That's their choice. When it's available to you, I think that's an important part. And I know some people were saying, oh, I know someone that got sick the day after they got it or they got the second shot. Well, yeah, that's true. But they didn't die, did they? Maybe they did feel lousy for 24 hours. But my point is, we need to, this business, you know, I am, if I was going to fly, I still want everyone wearing a mask. And I don't know about this thing, you know. So I think Biden's in a losing battle. Because I think the mask is going to start to become an element of control. And those people that go to either Florida or Texas, how many people do you know that have been going to Florida? It's like a different world down there. We have to get into that world. And that's going to be important. Now, again, folks, coming up, good afternoon. It's John DePietro on AM 1380, 99.9 FM. Excuse me, it's 1227. We are inside the Veterans Auditorium coming up at 1 o'clock. This will be Governor McKee's first press briefing. He's going with the table look. Folks, the podium is 2020. The podium is Governor Raimondo. I think this is wise, whoever decided to do it. Because his first briefing, it's going to have a completely different look. He's going to have a different feel to it. And it has more of, it was always a little herky-jerky where they have to go back and forth. Now, I also want to point out, up on the stage on the table, all those, they have four microphones. They're all 6 feet apart. So it can be done, and he is going to do it. This portion of the John DePietro Show, folks, is brought to you by R.E. Coogan and Heating. Call Coogie today. The guy's the best. 401-732-6562. Take down this number, 401-732-6562, R.E. Coogan and Heating. Now, what can he help you with? First of all, online at recooganheating.com. R.E. Coogan, C-O-O-G-A-N, heating.com. Well, plumbing, heating, and cooling. Helpful, trustworthy, reliable. Maybe you just woke up, or maybe something happened. You said, you know, I need a plumber. Call Coogie. Call R.E. Coogan and Heating. Maybe you're having a problem with your heating system. Or maybe very soon you want to turn it into a cooling system. As Coogie says, let us into your home. Don't fix it alone. And I also want to recognize he was just awarded the Citizens Award for helping the police. That was awarded to him by law enforcement. Folks, the guy backs the blue 100%. He's our buddy. He's our pal. R.E. Coogan and Heating. Call him today, 401-732-6562. Now, someone also, I received an email. Folks, good afternoon. It is I. It is Juan. It's John DePietro on AM 1380, 99.9 FM. By the way, this morning, I had a meeting yesterday afternoon. No, yesterday afternoon, I had a meeting in East Providence. And I want to tell you, I mean, the AM 1380 came in fantastic in East Providence. I think it was on Taunton Avenue, maybe, and right near the East Providence Police Department. And it came in fantastic. So wherever, especially if you're getting into your car, if you put on that AM 1380, it was really a flamethrower. It sounded so, so clear. When I'm in Providence, I do listen to the 99.9 FM and it comes in great. But the AM 1380, that's a really, really good signal. But someone said they were having some different difficulties of pain, and they contacted me and said, could you tell me about that person that works on the hand and the feet and the face? And I said, gladly. I was mentioning yesterday, I don't know if you heard about this, but it's reflexology. It's Lisa Wood, and it's Relaxed Soles, S-O-L-E-S, as in sole of your feet. You can call or text her at 401-742-6621. Now, the easiest thing to do, I recognize you're in the car, and maybe you don't remember that, or you can't take down the number, and I understand that. But if you go to the website, dipietro.com, it links right through. Relaxed Soles, reflexology. She works on the hands, in the feet. It is incredible. Healing from inside out. Boost the immune function. It's different than a massage. The massage usually go on the table, right, and they're hitting your back, or deep massage. This is face, right, ears, hands, and feet. Reflexology, Lisa Wood. It is incredible, and you can log on at the website, dipietro.com. Well, folks, again, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. At 12:31, now coming up at 1 o'clock, will be Governor McKee's, his first press briefing as governor. I just received an email a while ago. He was up there last week. That's true. He was up here last week. He was on the stage, but he was Lieutenant Governor McKee. He is now Governor McKee. He was sworn in Tuesday night. That is true. There's a public ceremony coming up on Sunday, but he is the governor. He is, and he hit the ground running yesterday. He's got his staff. They are certainly out and about. And his big priority, and it needs to be, is the vaccine and the vaccine distribution. So now we'll find out. Again, if you have a question that you want me to ask them, I think today you're going to start to, this is going to go a little bit more into his style. That's what I think. And I think it's going to evolve over time. But as Dan McGowan of the Boston Globe, now you can hear behind me, they're doing a audio check a little bit. This reminds me of my old days at the living room at the CIC complex. I used to work at the living room, and every Friday and Saturday night, all the bands that play, they'd have to, hi there, Gina Lombardi, have to come through and do their sound check. It reminds me of that, and then play a song and the whole thing. But they want to make sure that the sound is strong. So that's coming up at 1. But it's going to be about the vaccine, and it's also going to be about lifting restrictions. So if you're a business owner, the better weather, especially if you're a restaurant, you know, it's getting warmer. People want to go out. I still maintain, I think April, May, and June are going to be, it's going to be like New Year's Eve in Rhode Island. People are, the vaccine is going to be everywhere. You're going to be able to get it. People are going to go out more. People have been built up. I think April, May, and June, I believe it's going to be like you go out on a Wednesday night and restaurants are packed like it's a Saturday. People are ready to roll big time. Folks, this portion of the program. Now, also, I received an email from Fred. Dear Juan, love the program. Listen each day. Over the weekend, my sister was pulling out of the Stop and Shop, and suddenly someone wasn't looking and rammed into her. Has some damage done to her car. Could you recommend, who is the name of that auto body shop that you recommended? Fred, I'm glad you emailed me. It's West Fountain Auto Body. Call them today, 401-272-3340. Folks, if someone damages your car, I don't know if it's Fred's sister should have been more careful or if it was just someone going through, but whether if you have your vehicle damaged, whether it's a drunk driver or an illegal or just, you know, minor fender bender or a more serious collision, call West Fountain Auto Body, 401-272-3340. The original, the best. They're located 400 West Fountain Street in Providence. They're going to do it right. They're going to do it right the first time. Not long ago, one of our listeners had some damage done to the vehicle. And instead, they decided to bring it somewhere else. He told me the vehicle looked worse when he got it back than when he actually brought it there. What do you think they had to do after that? Then, after the first place botched the job, they then brought it to West Fountain Auto Body. They did it right. They did it right the first time. Call West Fountain Auto Body today. 401-272-3340. 401-272-3340. Folks, it's West. It's Fountain. it's auto body. Well, folks, good afternoon. Again, it is John DePietro on AM 1380, 99.9 FM. I want to say good afternoon to everybody tuning in. We have a live stream going on right now. Just two more weeks with our temporary page. Two more weeks with our temporary Facebook page. Then we're going to be back to our regular page in time for protesting season. Some of the headlines right now. Rhode Island receives first shipment of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Ahead of the briefing today, 375 new cases, 5 deaths. By the way, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you only need one shot of that. So that's big. Some other headlines. Senate to debate virus relief. They're still saying that they need it or that we need it, although a lot of people are arguing now that I'm not sure that they, you know, that we actually need it. But I know you want to find out more about the vaccine. It has been rough. I also like seeing this headline. Cranston School Committee votes to give K through 8 students the choice to fully return in person. Folks, they should be returning in person, okay? They should be returning in person. CVS lists teacher eligible to receive COVID vaccine, Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Listen, and Raimondo sworn in. She was sworn in last night by Kamala Harris. I don't believe this headline that I'm seeing right now. Capitol Police request two month extension of National Guard at the U.S. Capitol. Completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. It's just all theater. What are they talking about? Why? You don't need anything like that. Oh, my God. The drama. You know, you saw if anyone was going to take over the Capitol, it would have been. If anyone was going to take over the Capitol, they took it over on January 6th, and then they left. They didn't burn it down. They didn't steal anything. And then they left. Now, some other headlines. McKee to lead first coronavirus briefing as governor. That's coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to carry it live. And, folks, again, he's going to go. This is going to have a different look. Whoever made the decision on that, I think it's a smart thing. So you don't have the herky-jerky where they can actually talk back and forth. He's going with the table instead of the podium. I always thought it was a little awkward how they all have to take turns going to the podium and so forth. And this way, it'll be, I think, a little more conversational. And then also, that 5 COVID deaths, folks, that is way down. Now, this other story, son of Rhode Island State Senator charged with sexual assault of a girl. Now, you know, of course, the Democrats are jumping on that story. Apparently, the 18-year-old son of Elaine Morgan was arrested, something to do with a 14-year-old girl. Someone asked me, you know, I think that's wrong. The fact that they're doing that story, you know, how come the media didn't do more on the situation with the Black Lives Matter rep that was driving with an uninsured car in an out-of-state license plate and she got in a car accident? Folks, I'll answer that question right now. It's because the Rhode Island Republican Party didn't do anything with the story about that rep. The media covered it. The media reported on it. But then they didn't do anything. They dropped the ball on it. You know, the same thing with the situation out of the blackface on Black Island. You know, I covered that story. I covered the Black Lives Matter story of the rep. Can you imagine a Rhode Island state senator driving with an uninsured car and a license from out of state and gets into a car accident? Should have been a story, but the Rhode Island Republican Party didn't do anything with it. So someone's saying now, well, you know, I don't know why the Democrats shouldn't be doing anything about this state senator Elaine Morgan and her son. Well, you know, I want to repeat, the Rhode Island Republican Party had an opportunity to do something about those other two stories I mentioned, and they didn't do anything. The bonds passed on Tuesday. All 7 bonds passed. People are saying they don't want to vote anymore. People, you know, if this was the first time I didn't vote, and I feel it's a waste of time to vote. And why did we even have these bonds in March? You know, the whole thing was like a rigged game. But if the people, unfortunately, that really need to lead the charge on this is the Rhode Island Republican Party. But if they're not going to do anything about it, you think Common Cause is going to do something about it? Common Cause is in with the Democrat Party. You know, do you think the media is going to do something? The media is on board with the Democrat Party. So, this business of, you know, other people that want to run for office, I'm telling you right now, the thing to watch right now, and I'm not trying to, Juan is not trying to be doomsday Juan, but folks, some of the voting restrictions that they want to implement from Congress, I posted on the website, dipietro.com. Secretary of State Nelly Gobia wants to implement it in Rhode Island. Now, if you permanently have mail ballots and elections that go on for a month, I want to repeat, you're never going to see anyone who's a Republican elected statewide. Never. Never. Now, that doesn't mean Barbara Ann Fenton Fung, she did win in Cranston. I'm not saying you can't win some of those local elections, but statewide, as far as Senate or governor or attorney general or treasurer or secretary of state, it's not going to happen. Folks, this portion of the John DePietro Show is brought to you by Ron's Pastry Gourmet. Stop it and see them today, 170 Royal Little Drive in Providence. It's Ron and Melissa, Ron's Pastry Gourmet. They have delicious calzones. They also have delicious calzones and free coffee. They also have delicious, fresh Zapala. They also have Trump chocolate donuts. Ron's Pastry Gourmet. They're right off of Silver Spring Street, right next to AAA in Providence. It's Ron's Pastry Gourmet. Stop in and see them. And especially this time of year, they have great St. Patrick's Day pastry and donuts and cakes and cupcakes. They still have the Trump chocolate donuts. Stop in and see them. And delicious sausage and pepper calzone and pepperoni calzone and sausage and pepper and sandwiches. Ron's Pastry Gourmet, 170 Royal Little Drive in Providence. Well, folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro on AM 1380 and 99.9 FM. Now, right now, it's 1242. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be new governor, Dan McKee, his first press briefing as governor. We're going to carry it live. As you can see, it's already a different look. He's got the table, which I think it kind of becomes more conversational. We're going to wait to see. He's got four microphones up there, so we don't know. Now, I think last week it was Dr. Scott. It was also Stephen Pryor, who's head of commerce. I think he's going to be leaving sometime soon. And then maybe it's going to be Janet Coit. Maybe it's going to be someone from his staff. Maybe it's going to be someone to talk about the vaccine. But that's going to be coming up at 1. And so to get the latest on that, you want to tune in coming up at 1 o'clock. Folks, this portion of the program on this Thursday on AM 1380, 99.9 FM, you can always listen online at the website, dipietro.com. It's brought to you by Brothers Disposal. Come on, brother. Brothers Disposal, now offering weekly trash collection services. Call for a free estimate today, 401-688-0517. Call Roland at Brothers Disposal. Come on, brother. Maybe you want to do some spring cleaning. Maybe, do you want to get rid of some unwanted belongings in your garage or your basement or your attic, or maybe you have a household construction project? Get a purple dumpster in your driveway. Call Brothers. Look for them on Facebook, Brothers Disposal. Come on, brother. Call Brother Roland, 401-688-0517. Get a dumpster in the driveway. Or if you're a small business, now offering weekly trash collection services, call for an estimate, 401-688-0517. Well, folks, it's John DePietro again on AM 1380 and 99.9 FM. You can always listen online at the website, DePietro.com. For Facebook Live, folks, again, this is the temporary page. Governor Mundo was sworn in last night. As far as she is now officially the Commerce Secretary. But this story about Rhode Islanders approve all seven ballot questions, I mean, that is just a disgrace. There's no need for it. It's way too expensive. But I'm going to tell you right now, the number one goal has got to be they have to get the voting under control. If the voting is not brought under control, then that, you know, the next wave of elections are next year. Next year, now you can see some work. They're really working on the table that is up here on the stage here at the Veterans Auditorium. And some of the media is already starting to filter in. And you see some of the different people coming in, folks. And again, there's Frank. And so that's going to be coming up at 1 o'clock. And obviously, we're going to bring it to you live. Again, if you have a question. And again, I feel, I want to be very clear. I feel terrible for if you are, in fact, one of those people that you are at home and, you know, you're waiting for your vaccine. Those people definitely, I have a feeling it's going to be addressed, but something needs to be done for people like that. So the media is starting to come in. Boy, what a joke. I'm looking at the head of the teachers union. My union's been trying to reopen schools since last April. I mean, that is just like a total joke. So let me see just some of the other headlines. So the McKee thing, folks, the biggest thing is going to be regarding the vaccine. That's going to be the big thing, and getting it out to the right people. And making it easy, and also, and again, for those watching the live feed, you can see there's certainly a lot of activity behind me on the stage, and the media is here, and they're taking some pictures, and there is the new podium now. Governor McKee has his new podium that says Governor McKee on it. That's why behind me you can see, there's Lisa Vespia. Hi, Ellen. You can see everyone taking photos of what is the brand new podium that Governor McKee. So he's going to be sitting in the middle, and they have it set up a certain way. And so he has his brand new podium. It almost kind of makes it official away. He's got his own Twitter handle. Governor Raimondo has her own Twitter handle. You know, I'm glad. I'm seeing Laura Ingraham. Where's the invasion? Folks, it's a joke. There is no invasion at the Capitol. This whole thing is just a joke. So there is the brand new podium. Governor McKee, for the first time, they were unveiling that, and it almost kind of really makes it official now. And I think he's smart to be going with this different look, because it's going to right away show that it's different. And I think the briefing is going to have a different feel to it, because it could be a little more conversational, as opposed to, you know, it was a little awkward in the past, where the awkwardness of people coming and going up to the podium and up and down, and that's going to now be, apparently, that's going to be eliminated, that they're all going to sit there. Now, they have also a draping that they're putting on the table as well. Hey, folks, just a quick reminder also about our friends at Competition Shooting Supplies. Stop in and see John Francis, Competition Shooting Supplies, 435 Benefit Street, Pawtucket. Firearms, ammunition, accessories, exit 2A off of 95. You can depend on Competition Shooting Supplies, 435 Benefit Street in Pawtucket, or call them at 727-1716, 727-1716 for Competition Shooting Supplies. Well, folks, good afternoon. Again, it's John DePietro. We are inside Veterans Auditorium. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be the first press briefing of new governor Dan McKee. He also has three other microphones, so I would imagine it's going to be Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott, and then we're going to have to wait and see who the other ones are going to be. And then he's got his brand new podium as governor there, and he'll be going through. And again, the big focus now is, as I mentioned, is going to be the focus on the vaccine. It's all going to be on the vaccine. You know, before we take a break, I want to remind you, if your appliance is dying, just call Ryan. Ryan's Appliance Repair, 401-710-7096, 401-710-7096. Ryan's Appliance Repair repairs on all makes and models of appliances, whether it's your dishwasher or your washing machine or your dryer. Call Ryan. All work, parts are guaranteed, 90 days parts and labor. Call Ryan's Appliance Repair, 401-710-7096. It's Ryan's Appliance Repair. We're going to take a break in just 30 seconds and send it back to the studio. Again, folks, it's John DePietro. We are inside Veterans Auditorium, coming up at 1 o'clock. This will be the first, hi there, Dana, first press briefing, COVID briefing with Governor McKee. It's going to be a little bit of a different setup. If you have a question, go to the website, DePietro.com, click Contact John. All right, so stay tuned. A lot more ahead right now. We're going to take a quick break, send it back to the studio with JR right here on AM 1380 and 99.9 FM.
If you've been thinking about updating your website, or if you have questions about how to get the most out of social media for your business, you could receive a free consultation from a local digital marketing professional, and she's been doing this work for 25 years. Contact Karen Etchells at Innovest Digital Marketing. She will help you better position your brand on the web to engage visitors and get results. She's local and responsive. Give Karen a call for a free consultation at 401- 401-321-2799. That's 401-321-2799. Or find Karen on the web at www.innovast.com.
The pandemic, social unrest, the state, and the White House. You are listening to the John DePietro Show.
Folks, remember, for all your tree service, well, you want to call Yankee Tree. Call them today, 401-439-6028. Yankee Tree Service, yankeetreeservice.com. What can they do? They do it all. Tree trimming. Experts based right in Lincoln. Tree removal since 2006. And also 24/7 emergency service available. Call Yankee Tree Service today, 439-6028. 439-6028. Whether it's tree removal, stump grinding, tree pruning, emergency service, bucket truck service, and bobcat service. Since 2006, they've been performing tree removal service. On top of that, nothing stumps. Yankee Tree Service, they provide stump grinding. Enjoy your landscape without the eyesore. As far as pruning, well, let them get up there. Oftentimes a tree can be pruned instead of cutting it down. At Yankee Tree Service, their licensed arborists help you decide what's best, the treatment plan for your tree. And maybe it's an emergency service. Did something come down? Call them today. 439-6028. 439-6028. If they have to, they get right up there in the bucket. Yankee Tree Service, since 2006, tree trimming experts. Give them a call. 439-6028 or online at yankeetreeservice.com.
Have you been thinking about updating your website? Do you have questions about how to get the most out of social media for your business? Would you like a free consultation from a local digital marketing professional who has been doing this work for 23 years? Contact Karen Etchels at Innovast Digital Marketing. Karen will help you better position your brand on the web to engage visitors and get results. She's local and responsive. Call Karen Etchels at 401-321-2799. That's 401-321-2799. Or find Karen on the web at www.innovast.com.
We're in an accident. Someone hits your vehicle. It's damaged in some way. Pick up the phone and call West Fountain Auto Body, 401-272-3340. They're located 400 West Fountain Street in Providence. Folks, as you're riding along, you just never know. You could be dealing with a drunk driver, someone not paying attention. How about the people texting and driving? If you ever damage your vehicle, call West Fountain Auto Body, 401-272-3340. Several reasons. One, they'll handle everything for you. Two, they're going to work for you, not the insurance company. And three, they'll make your car. It'll look like it just rolled out of the showroom. West Fountain Auto Body. Call them, 401-272-3340. Did someone damage your vehicle? Whether it's a small fender bender or nearly total vehicle, West Fountain will restore your vehicle, get it back on the road. Call them today, 401-272-3340. And remember, if you're having an accident, first thing you want to do, call the police, fill out a police report. If the tow truck shows up, tell them, let's get this vehicle over to West Fountain, 401-272-3340. It's John DePietro on AM 1380, 99.9 FM. Folks, you can always listen online at the website, DePietro.com. Well, of course, it is. It's Thursday. It's March 4th. And coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to carry it. I will be there. New governor. Governor Dan McKee will hold his first press briefing, COVID briefing, but press briefing as governor. We'll be there. You're going to hear it. Of course, we'll carry it right here on the John DePietro Show and get a chance to talk to the governor. He had a very busy first day yesterday, making COVID, the vaccine, his priority. Had an active schedule. Was out in Providence a lot. First three appearances were with Providence City Councilperson Sabina Matos. She is and remains the front runner to be chosen, I believe, as the next lieutenant governor. It sounds like they're going to pick someone next week. Now, today, maybe he felt after making a few political, you know, some appearances with her, I should say, that there's good, you know, synergy there, good vibe. Or maybe he finds out that by doing that, not exactly what I'm looking for. So we don't know. But something I want to touch on, and again, the McKee press conference coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to carry it live, is I saw this headline, Summer Event Planners Rhode Island Ask State for Guidance. You know, these different people, and they're trying to plan some events this summer. And again, well, we need guidance from the state. I got to be honest, I don't know what type of guidance they're talking about. I mean, at this point, just plan your events. The hospitalizations are down. The deaths are down. The vaccine is working. By the end of this March, as we get into April, we're going to be close to herd immunity. You're talking about a summer event. Why do these people, I don't know how they do events. I don't know how they've been successful in the past. We're still looking at the state for guidance. Hey, listen, you just don't go for 100% capacity. You know the drill. I mean, try to have some distancing if you can. Outside is certainly better than inside. You want to have places, you know, sanitizer, masks, people can wash their hands. But by and large, all right, so don't have 100% capacity. Plan an event and have somewhere between, I don't know, 50 to 75% capacity. But all this, well, we need, what do you think the state is going to tell you? This is the problem. Just now as they're getting some freedom, just plan the stupid event already. What do you mean you want guidance from the state? Well, you know, we need the state to tell us, we need some more predictor. Just plan the, how are you people event planners? What more do you need to know at this point? Why do you want the state getting involved? If you ask the state to get involved, I'll tell you, number one, it's going to be dragged out. Number two, then they're really going to be monitoring. It's going to be way under what you probably could do. You just have to venture ahead here at this point. And never mind by the fact, if you're doing an event in June, July, or August, the amount of people that have it is going to be, it's going to be way down. The vaccine is going to be available. Now, at some of these events, there were, by the way, keep in mind, the Super Bowl was not a super spreader event. All these different outdoor gatherings where people are predicting super spreaders, it hasn't happened. So just plan the event. What do you mean you want guidance from the state? What more do you need? Just, I understand you can't have full capacity, right? Just as an example, Folk Fest in Newport, right now, you know, normally it would be 10,000 capacity. Well, plan on like 6,000, and then who knows? Maybe you should get closer to the event, could get closer to 8,000, somewhere in there. I don't know if you could go full 10,000, pretty close though. But you have some boundaries and idea at this point what you're working on. For these people to still, like, the last thing you want is the state getting involved. And just look at the way, are people not paying attention that the vaccine is working? And as it gets even younger and younger, and then, you know, right now it's still older people, but as it starts to get into it, President Biden's already said by July, anyone who wants the vaccine should be able to get it, which probably, and it's even moving faster, would be June. Now, listen, if there is an event and people don't wear a mask or don't wash their hands or they didn't get the vaccine and then they come down with COVID, number one, the strain is not as severe as it was a year ago. But number two, I mean, you're going to get some of that. There are still going to be some people who will die from COVID because they just failed to get the vaccine. They didn't pay attention, whatever it is. But it's not going to be the large scale that we've had. All right. That we'll also monitor. I can't believe the big deal they're making in Washington. And, you know, these states that are moving ahead, Texas, Mississippi, they're moving ahead. And then Biden saying Neanderthal thinking. Folks, people have had it. You know, maybe in Texas and in Mississippi and other states like that, if you have a compromised immune system and you don't have the vaccine yet, then you still need to be careful. But for everyone else, it is time to open things up. It is time to have children need to be back in school. Young people, you know,
WNRI One Socket, 1380 AM, 99.9 FM, W260 DC.